On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show with Victoria. If only I could find her.
Howdy.
There she is.
Hey, people.
Hey, people
of Earth.
People of Earth. I tell you, you must give up your weapons.
Yeah, never. That's never going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Think of something else.
You must give me candy.
Candy makes you fat. That's what somebody told me.
What doesn't?
I don't know.
What does it? Kale. Kale's the only thing that doesn't make you fat.
I know.
You like kale? Do you ever have kale?
No. Not to my knowledge. Unless someone slipped me some kale.
Yeah, Bill Cosby gave you kale and you didn't know it. He tried to make you healthy while you were sleeping.
I try to stay far away from Bill Cosby always.
Oh, now I'm thinking it could be fun.
Oh.
When life is really boring, that's when you would say something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tori Wainwright, ladies and gentlemen, give it up. I'll wait until the applause dies down.
That's me.
Yeah. Hey, so how you doing? Doing well?
Doing great. Mm-mm. I'm doing amazingly Mm-mm. awesome.
Hey, Tori, did you know that there are less Christians than there were yesterday?
Because people die?
No, well, all the time.
I know.
But then you figure new Christians will be born.
Logically.
But no, I guess it was a survey taken by the International Christi,
The church people?
Yeah, right. Who took the survey? I should say who took
the survey.
Do you
know even what you're talking about?
No, where am I?
I don't know.
A survey was taken that the Pew Research Center.
You're kidding me, right? P-E-W.
Yeah, it says that. You won't believe me. See where my finger is?
Oh, yeah.
Pew, well, P-E-W Research. You know. There's nothing more official than that.
No, it sounds like a bunch of hooey.
It's true. The trend is big, it's broad, and it's everywhere. Pew's directors.
It's not even real. It's probably just comedy.
Yeah. More people are leaving the Catholic Church in droves
is what they're doing. They need a survey to determine that?
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Okay.
Yeah, big deal. And this is like all across the United States. People are becoming less religious.
Good.
They're claiming that they can take care of their own religions themselves. They don't have to go to church. But also the amount of atheists and agnostics has gone up dramatically.
Yeah. Who wants to be controlled? No one. They just think they do because they keep their sheep and they're trying to keep them in line.
Watch your language.
People.
Oh, sheep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they're sheep.
You know, Tori, part of my youth was during the hippie days, and I still kind of am one.
Right.
And We renounced that stuff, and then you got older, you had a family, and there you are again, back in church.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily... Because
you're trying to do the right thing for your kids, maybe. Just, you know, grow them up to respect religion, maybe.
You should teach your kids all religions, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And let them make the choice.
Right.
But that's not the way it works. And guess which religion is up a little bit in membership? Sounds like a membership drive for PBS,
Jewish?
Doesn't it? Yes.
Oh, I was right.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Which is amazing because I thought you had to be one to be one.
Yeah, I think you can convert.
I think there's a bloodletting ceremony.
Ooh, that sounds like a Mormon thing.
It doesn't it?
Yeah, they're weird.
Good.
They do weird stuff.
That's pretty good. I will never go see another movie with John Travolta in it.
Oh, I know, because of the Scientology thing?
I don't know if he's gay, he's bald, or he's a schmuck. He's got so much stuff going against him.
Right. I did see his latest movie. They filmed it here.
In my studio?
Yeah.
I don't recall it.
What was it? He's like, he has a son, and they go to an art gallery, they steal a painting.
Oh, is this a Lifetime movie?
No, I forget what it was.
I thought everything was.
No. My life should be a Lifetime movie.
Your life is a Lifetime movie.
I know, it really is.
Thank you for the opening, by the way.
I'm getting to the good part.
Appreciate that. No,
you're welcome.
Well, good to see you. Yesterday, you were at the polls.
The day before.
Okay,
yesterday.
Right. That's right.
And, yeah, I know. It was great. Now, you know what I think should happen? People should take those signs down.
Whenever there's an election, take your signs down.
I can't believe it. I'm still seeing them.
Do you know, see, here's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. In the area from which we podcast, There's a city called Brockton, a quaint little village nestled in the hills of the South Shore of Massachusetts.
Brokedown, we like to slang call it.
Brokedown Mountain.
Brock Vegas.
City of Chumpians.
Yep.
They're trying to get money any way they can because it's...
Who's not? Hey, man. That's the deal in life, right?
So they figure, well, we'll just we'll take people's money through gambling, and we'll be damn proud of it too.
Right.
So they want to put a casino in. So they did a vote in the city to see if the residents wanted a gambling casino in their
and lo and behold,
it voted yes, but by the slimmest margins possible.
Just squeaked by.
Squeaky wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So now the city has to go before the state of Massachusetts or Commonwealth. I'm sorry. And plead their case to get the okay to do this.
Right. But, so it's still not a done deal.
No, and the state will say, oh, great, you had a vote. How'd it turn out? A couple of guys tipped it toward yes.
Right.
There's your mandate. Mm-hmm. So it's still going to be a long road for that. That's not a yes. That's a...
Right. It's just the green light to go ahead to proceed with the...
Well, you know damn well that the... I'm sorry to curse at you, but you know damn well that the yes is...
I do know damn well. He's a great guy.
Isn't he nice?
Damn well.
Damn well. Bought me a drink.
That's a great name. Shouldn't that be a great name?
That could be my name.
Hey, yeah.
My last name has damn in it. Yeah. Van Damme Well.
Yeah. You're the Belgian Brussels from the muscles from Brussels? Is that you?
No, that's the other one.
I can't tell you guys apart. I'm sorry.
It's funny that when I go to the Google, voice Google.
Yeah.
And I say Ron Van Damme, it comes up D-A-M-M-E like Jean-Claude.
Right.
But that's not the way it is.
No. And isn't there like a wrestler, too, that's Van Damme?
There's a Rob Van Damme.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But a lot of people call him Ron Van Damme by mistake. So if you'll Google Ron Van Damme,
right,
he will come up, and that's not even his name.
I've done that,
so
and you're
just,
right.
I'm just screwed in every way.
I
know.
That's a shame. That's really too bad.
And by the way, in the mail, if I'm getting solicitations in the junk mail,
right,
it'll frequently say, congratulations, Mr. Dam.
I like that.
You do. You may like it, but I don't engage in those people.
Yeah. You damn well don't. So, you were saying...
I Tory well do. Ooh. That didn't work, did it?
No, nothing works.
Doesn't work. Nothing works.
I don't even work.
Not yet.
I worked at the polls. That was a 15-hour day, man.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah.
Yeah. But I bet it's exhausting lifting all that furniture and feeding those elephants.
No. It was like a circus. Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, Tori, you make it sound like you're working so hard. What are you doing, basically? Come on. Fess up.
I'm sitting and standing and walking.
Not the same time, though, huh?
No, I can't do that.
So what do you do? Seriously, so you get there at a designated time.
Sure.
And then the first polls come.
7 o'clock we open.
7 o'clock you open up. You open up for business.
We do.
Put out a sign outside.
Well, the kids are out there. It's at a school, so the kids are starting to mill around. And the principal's screaming at them.
Yeah, the usual day.
Oh,
at school.
I didn't realize that happened.
Oh, all the time.
Wow.
So the polls are open. The people come in the wheelchairs and.
Yeah, and we had no wheelchairs.
Really?
Because we didn't have to use the candy cap machine once, and then you can wheel right up to it. And I took a lunch break and a dinner break. I can't say what happened then. Yeah. Although a man on a Harley rode by right past the door with a sign. You're not supposed to do that. But it happened when I wasn't there, and I thought it was hilarious, but I would have... Wow. They couldn't even catch him.
Weren't there any cops around?
Oh, there's always... They detail one person at each precinct. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But by the time it happened, I guess it was over.
That's guy, yeah. So no wheelchairs at all. That's great. Everybody seems to be feeling better.
I hope.
Mm-hmm. Or at least the precinct were doing.
Right.
Yeah. I think you're probably in a gated community precinct or something where there are no wheelchairs allowed.
I was at a junior high.
So there's no point to having handicap parking, is there?
No.
No.
But they have it. I think it's a law.
Yeah, I think it's a law, too. I think it's a law, too.
But who was the damn well guy you were saying? Damn well know that we forgot, huh?
Was this today's show?
Yeah. You started, and I got off track. Sorry.
I'm more interested in what you did at the polls. So you stand there and you walk around, but you don't ask any questions of anybody. You don't say how's it going or anything like that. You're just walking around.
No, I'm mostly sitting because I'm large and in charge. I'm boss Wainwright.
But you don't basically do anything.
Well, if there needs to be a phone call made, the clerk could make it or I could make it to City Hall to determine what the heck's going on with this person. Are they registered to vote here? Where do they vote?
But you may not even be the person to do it. It could be a clerk.
Right, one of us has to do it, though.
Yeah. So you're on call is what's happening
here. I'm waiting till my importance is, yeah. is summoned.
Did you have a clipboard and a whistle?
No, I did not. I don't operate that way. I have a baton. It's a billy club, some people call
really?
It.
Oh, really?
I'm the warden.
And you smack your hand?
I am the warden, just like the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me, man.
Yeah. Wow.
I run a tight ship.
Right. Okay, that's where that came from.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's exhausting. You know, it's exhausting to just stand there and be responsible and not do anything. Sometimes it's less exhausting to be
occupied.
Oh, I have
to delegate, too.
Yeah. Like, you get me a sandwich.
Well, no.
You get me a cup of coffee.
That would be great, but that doesn't really work that way. But, I mean, if someone's, they're keeping track of spoiled ballots, that's not your job. Why are you wasting time doing that? That's my job. And at the end of the night, they're like, well, we had the two must be because of the spoiled ballots. I'm like, no, never mind that.
Never mind.
They're being over-efficient, some people.
So, as the warden of this poll, do you have to escort the prisoners out into the yard?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, and we take no prisoners, actually.
And if someone comes into the voting area and doesn't check out residence-wise, is there a lockdown?
No.
Okay. All right. Do any of the voters try to...
I feel like I'm playing Guess Your Line. Guess My Line. What's my line? Remember that show?
Yeah,
you're like,
does your lockdown? That was a great show. That was a great show.
I love that show. Yeah, it was good, but it's over now.
Yeah, but it's old. They should have a new one.
Yeah, to try to guess someone's occupation.
Yeah, like what's my
like
line?
Soupy
perhaps.
Sales, wasn't he on that? Was that to tell the truth?
Yeah. He was on both of them.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Soupy was ended up being just a.
That's
contestant.
A great name, Soupy Sales.
He's a friend of mine. Did I ever tell you that story?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I heard
the
Johnny Carson story.
Yeah, Soupy was a friend of mine when I was in New York. He was doing a radio show at NBC.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I met him, and he was like a lot older than I was,
mm-hmm.
Similar to our age difference. And not that similar.
Yes.
And And he's a great guy. Yeah.
He seemed very personable on the shows I've seen him on.
Very personable. Just a happy, slappy guy.
Right.
Is wonderful. Yeah. Anyway.
Is he still alive?
No. He passed about 5 years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good life, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all going to pass.
Tori, why do you do that?
Sorry, because it's a fact of life.
You bring it up a lot.
No. Not every show, but I mean we sort of dance around it. And then I must say, well,
it's the
you
one
know,
thing. It's a
we're all
one
mortal.
Thing.
We're
I know
mortal.
We're all mortal, but it's the one thing that we. I mean, religions are formed out of not being able to explain this creation that we are in.
But don't be afraid. See, the thing that's fear. You've got to just forget that. Not be afraid.
It's the one thing where we don't really know what's
exactly.
going to happen.
That's very true.
Yes, the one thing.
And we like to know everything.
It's part of our human makeup.
Exactly right.
Well, I don't wear makeup, but it's you know what
not
I'm talking
usually.
About. No.
Sometimes I see a little lipstick.
Only when my lips get dry.
Yeah, but you should just use chapstick. Why color it? Why use a color one? Then
it's,
I say, can people
it's
can see?
Not the color one. It's a strawberry one.
Oh, because it's got flavor. Oh, it's lip gloss.
Yeah.
I see.
No.
Okay.
Actually, I don't do lip gloss. Actually, I don't do chapstick. I find that stuff disgusting.
What do you do?
Oh, nothing. You just keep it moist. You lick your lips like a sultry bitch.
You can't do that. That's counterproductive.
No, it's not.
You must put an emollient on them. I don't know what you're talking about. Licking your lips, no.
Did I ever tell you my makeup fetish?
Oh, no. This should be good, though.
Mm. It's a negative one. My mother, when I was growing up, which is what happens when you have a mother.
Sure.
She wore tons of makeup. She thought she was in the fucking circus.
Ooh.
She wore foundation,
right.
Put powder on top of the
my
foundation.
Goodness.
The reddest lipstick ever created by Max Factor or whoever.
Right.
At night, she would take her makeup off with Noxzema.
Yeah, I remember that.
And leave it on her face overnight so that her face would
be... What did your dad do? What did he think of all that?
Divorced her.
Okay, well, naturally.
And now I understand why.
Right.
I thought it was me.
No, it's never the kid's fault.
It was the clown.
Yeah.
So, and then she'd wake up in the morning with her peach soft skin, I'm told, and then put the clown makeup back on. And she painted on her eyebrows were a thing.
Goodness.
And here's what freaked me out. Thank you, by the way, for this therapy session.
You're welcome.
And what freaked me out is we had one phone in the house when I was a little totter. Because that's all you had.
Most people,
you had one phone.
We had three, but go on.
Well, because you were rich.
Not ever.
So I remember when I would answer the phone and pick it up and go, hello. It would be the phone would be caked in this flesh grease.
Did it smell too?
It smelled.
Ooh.
Flesh grease all over the phone. And it was from my mother talking on the phone. So I grew up like just hating makeup. Yeah. Clowns, not even on my planet.
Yeah,
not
most even people on my don't planet. Like clowns though, not because of your mom.
Well, this is why. So if I meet a woman and I'm talking to her and she has any amount of makeup on, I start to freak a little bit. I really do.
Do you? Yeah.
And if a woman comes up to kiss me with red lipstick on, I start walking backwards. I can't do it.
This.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
So okay. Chapstick? No. Licking the lips? That's about all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you explained
that. I have a very big...
I don't wear a lot of makeup, do I?
No, you don't.
I
not at all.
Very, very
That's
little.
That's why you're here.
Exactly.
That's why you're allowed here.
That makes sense. Well, I wouldn't want to because I do think it's a freakishly weird look. So...
If somebody has to put that much makeup on their face, then just call yourself butt ugly and get on with it. I mean, I don't understand.
They used to say shave your ass and walk backwards. Remember that? What is that even about? I'm trying to like visualize what that even means. I don't know. I never understood. I heard it as a kid.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense.
No, I don't think it's supposed to. and I've talked about this on a podcast before as well. I don't understand why women have to put all that stuff on their face and men don't at all.
Right.
And if they do, then they're ostracized. So I don't understand why a woman...
Makeup is bad then, that's all.
It's bad.
For men and women.
Do you realize what could be in that crap? You're putting it on your skin like every single day, wearing it most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are things in it that are bad for you. Fish scales? Is that in lipstick fish scales or something?
Or I do like a little bit of lipstick. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. God. Go to hell. I can't deal with it. I'm sorry.
A little bit of eyeliner, but very subtle. Just a subtle kind of thing. It's hot in here. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. That's Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Holla.
Holla. All right. Here's the deal, Corey.
Okay. Maybe it's not him. I don't know. I thought it was him.
Here's the deal.
I think it's him. Yeah.
Your Facebook page taught me a lesson a few days ago.
Oh, yay. We're on Facebook again.
I talked about
it. Social Media Minute.
I went on twice.
I noticed.
And we're going to talk about this.
I saw you on there.
You posed it. I talked about this yesterday on the show, but I didn't say it to your face.
Ooh,
I'm going to say it now.
I have to listen, but I was busy the day before yesterday.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I said.
Okay.
I went on my Facebook page, and there you were.
Of course.
And there's a very attractive picture of you, I must say, holding... Oh.
I thought I took a very attractive picture of me. Okay.
Yeah. Holding a helmet.
Oh, yes.
In your crotch area.
My stomach.
Your stomach. Okay.
It's
well,
right there.
You know, okay, fine. Which is really near your crotch.
Right.
Anyway, you're holding this. And me being a humorist,
sure.
Would have to come up with something that is somewhat humorous, not just, oh, that's a nice picture. Anybody can do that. So I say to myself, oh, here's a humorous little thing I will say. Thank goodness you have a helmet.
But you didn't spell check it.
No.
And I pretended I didn't see it.
No, I did not.
Thank goodness you gave a helmet.
Then I, yes, that is
G
what
and
I wrote.
H are right next to each other.
That is true. So I went to go backwards to correct that.
Right.
And in doing it, for some reason, I don't think I hit enter. It sent. As soon as I touched anything, it sent.
Right.
And then I thought, okay, now
you
look
can still
like.
You edit it.
No, you can't.
Oh, yes, you
not
can.
Not after it's sent.
Oh, are you serious?
Are you serious?
It's a post. It's not an email. You can edit your posts, your comments, okay?
After they've been sent?
Yes.
Wow.
I'll show you after with the
are
show.
Are you serious?
I'm completely
so
serious.
If I send something that is incorrect or spelled wrong,
right.
I can edit it and it'll correct on everybody's thing that I sent it to?
Well,
no,
when you say everyone you sent it to, you left a comment under a picture. Those can be edited by your phone. You hold your finger on the thing, and all of a sudden, a menu drops down, and it says delete, edit. There's a different thing.
But it's already gone to other places.
No, it's only under a picture. It's a post.
I'm not talking
about a message, an email. That's different. No, you can't edit that. I mean,
so I can take something away from a post, and nobody will see what I already put on there.
Well, it'll say edited, and then they can actually click on the edited thing and see what mistake you made, if they bother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But just most people don't even
look. I need to take a class.
I'll show you afterwards.
But I don't care is the problem. Maybe that's why I don't take a class in it, is because I don't care for it.
Right. And everyone knows what you meant. You gave a helmet. I know.
Yeah,
know
but then
was.
I thought, you know, okay. And then right after I did that, I said, okay, that is a lesson to me.
Right.
Tori's damn picture holding a helmet.
Which got like 30, 40 likes. And and I should make it my profile picture because it's got so much attention.
You know what?
Let me just tell you about that picture real quick.
Yeah.
People came out of the woodwork that have never liked in years one thing.
Yeah.
There's this guy, Frank Mosley. I was like, really? This picture? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of weird.
It's great. I thought, wow, I should keep that, you know, put that picture. I know. But it was kind of a fun picture to do. Yeah. That's what I wore on the bike that day, too. I wore that dress on the bike to Brockton. We came by.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here?
Mm-hmm. Just.
Why don't you say hello?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Just because I was like, this is another Roach Brothers thing? This is where the magic happens.
Is this another Roach Brothers?
No, I mean, why would I bother you on a Sunday?
I was here.
I know, but you were probably doing something. Why would I be like, hey, Van Damme, what's going on today?
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
That's what people used to do.
Well.
All right, fine.
I don't know. I think it's rude to just pop in on someone without a phone call or a text, isn't it?
So it's a generation
isn't it kind
thing.
Of a thing? No, you shouldn't do that.
In the old days with the covered wagons.
Yeah, they had no texting.
People used
then.
To do it all the
there
time.
There was wagons and no texting.
Well, that's true. And they didn't even have phones. You had to call Sarah.
You had to send carrier pigeons and messages
right.
tied to the little
so
legs.
That was the only way to do it.
Right.
You're right. But I swore myself off Facebook after that incident.
Yeah.
I said, this occurrence was a teaching moment.
Right.
Then, there are a lot of people talking about your helmet picture. So for some reason, I did it again.
I saw that.
I don't know why.
Because Speed Racer came up.
That's right.
Someone mentioned Speed Racer, a friend of yours, I think. Mutual friend. And then I said, I'm Spritel.
That's right. You said I'm Spritel. And I said, oh, that sounds familiar to me. So I typed in something in general about
Sprite and monkeys.
Sprite and monkeys. And then you
I said, that's Chim Chim.
Yes. You corrected.
You know again, nothing, Van Damme.
That's right. You corrected me publicly and didn't edit it. So
I didn't need to edit it.
I know.
It was perfect.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, that's two in one stupid picture that I
and you,
have
you're never
come
on
off.
There.
Right, I never am. So that was my lesson.
So you're never going back?
No. And then I did an interview yesterday with a vice president from Facebook.
No way.
And I told him how much I am not really in favor of his Facebook empire.
Really? I would be like, listen, man, can I come work for you?
No, it's listen, man, what the hell are you doing to society is
no,
more like
I'd
it.
Just jump on it. I would jump on that opportunity
man.
And work for Facebook in a hot minute.
Oh, man. And I accused him in a way. I said, you know, your Facebook used to be for people to hook up and to sexually make comments
no,
about
it was
each
for,
other.
It was college.
Yeah.
It started
college,
in college.
Yeah. Which woman looks better to you? Or is more likable.
Right,
that was the original intent.
Okay.
But then it became a friend thing for communication. Now it's a total money making tool.
Why shouldn't it be though? Someone's enterprising. What's wrong with that?
Because it's cost. If you want to run a business, you have to be on Facebook. And to me, that is pretty intimidating.
Not all businesses are on Facebook. I know that for a fact, and they're very successful.
But they should be.
Really? Why?
Because Facebook says you'll be more successful. If you use us.
Yeah, they want a piece of the pie.
They sure do, in a very annoying way. And I get upset. That's almost like a monopoly. I get upset.
Did you say that to the man when you interviewed him?
No, I didn't go
you
that
didn't,
far.
You really? You didn't lower
go
the boom,
far.
Huh?
No. Well, I intimated that you got yourself a monopoly going here where
he knows
you can't
that.
Have a successful business without going through you. Please, you know, there's something wrong with that in our democratic society, to which his response would probably be, well, then let someone else come up with another thing that's as popular as
Why
Facebook.
Not?
And I'd say, because they can't even, they don't have that much money and they can't even compete with you. And he would probably say, well, then our interview is over. And I'd probably say, good, because I don't want to talk to you at all.
That's right. So that wouldn't have gone too well.
No, I know exactly how it goes.
So you just kowtow and you kiss butt and stuff. But you have good points. But you know me, I'm going to be like, Ricky Lawrence, Allegra.
I know.
But that's I can be the bad guy then. We never want to talk to that Tori. We'll talk to you, but not her again. See, then you just save yourself. Oh, she's not on the show today.
You can.
And I'll do it for you. I don't mind. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, but you see, there are consequences to that. Where they'll say, okay, then no more interviews for you, Ron Van Damme.
Yeah, that's a chance you take when you tell the truth, isn't it?
It is the chance that you take. You can end that relationship by being too honest.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Interesting.
All right, let's move on.
I have something.
Go.
This is what I told you I want to talk about. Driving down the street. We've talked about this before. Listen, you're on a one-way street, and it's a one-way street you're turning onto. It's a red light. You can take a left on red. Stop it. I'm honking my horn today, and people are just sitting there like, I don't know, the light is red. I said, look it up. I'm mouthing, look it up. Why don't you look it up? The Massachusetts statute. You can take a left on red if nothing's coming and there's no sign telling you can't onto a one-way street, especially from a one-way street. We're talking at the top of, you know, Legion, what is it, Warren Ave, and it used to be High Street. They might have renamed it like, you know, Thomas Jefferson Way. I don't know, Frederick Douglass, something. There's that road, that street, Gas station to the right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So,
and you would take a left. I understand what you're saying. And that's a one-way street, so you can't take a right.
Right. And it's a red light. Nothing's coming. My father's been doing it for years because you can. That's how I learned of it. All and right. I looked it up. It is true. People still sit there like fools.
But Tori, can I play devil's advocate? May I request this of you?
Yes.
Do you not understand that most people, the majority of people, would indeed say, I didn't know that.
I know they don't, but I'm trying to educate them.
Because the term is right on red.
I know, but I'm trying to educate them now. Listen, people,
but you're
listen.
Getting mad at them even before they know.
didn't that happen before, the wiper thing, remember?
Yes.
I was mad, but they didn't know.
Yes, that's correct. You're really pissed at people for not
this
keeping
driving
up
thing,
on it. Yeah.
The roads are not safe, people. And just pay attention. There's one more thing about the roads, may I just say. And you're going to agree with me on this.
Let's see.
Okay. People are driving in front of you, and they want to make a right.
Yes.
Do they take the right? No, they take a wide left.
Correct.
And you can't do it. The same with the left.
You're right.
They're taking a left.
You
they should
correct.
Be over here. They go way over you're to right. the other side. Stop with your wide opposite direction when you're making a turn. You fools.
You are not a truck driver. Truck drivers have to do that.
School bus,
to clear.
Something.
Maybe even school bus. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
That is so maddening.
It is very maddening.
I can't get by them. I don't know what they're doing, where they're going.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I hate
it's probably
to say
women.
This.
It's probably women doing it, by the way.
Women and foreigners.
Okay, yeah.
What do you mean it's probably women? How can you say something like it's seniors?
I wouldn't do it.
It's seniors and foreigners.
It's dum-dums doing it.
Well, it is. It's wrong. You can't leave your lane. You're not allowed to. That lane, that line is not for you to make double wide turns. You must stay within that.
And try to be considerate.
You're absolutely right.
And
you're
cut way over
right.
to the left so people can get by you
you're
on the right,
right
when you're sitting there forever
absolutely
trying to make a turn. You're blocking up the whole road. No one get by you.
Here's another situation that is the opposite of what you're saying.
Right.
You're sitting at a red light and you're waiting for a light to turn green.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's coming from the side and making a turn down your left side, down
right,
the street.
Right.
Sometimes they don't turn wide enough, and they almost clip your front your front
it's
driver
a scary
headlight.
Moment. It's a scary moment.
They're coming right at you.
Right.
They don't know how to make a turn either,
right,
but they're not going
and
wide
you gotta
enough.
And you've got to pray that they don't, because you can't do anything. Just,
you can't
just
do
sitting
it. You're
there.
You're done.
Right.
You're done. You can't back up,
no,
and it's too late anyway.
Yeah, there's been some touch
there
and go.
There have been horrible, horrible things.
Right.
If I'm out late at night,
You're never out late at night, though, are you?
If I'm coming back from a wedding, a job, or something
that's right,
like
that's
that,
right, okay,
which I really don't want to do anymore,
no.
I will always try to take the highway because local roads, to me, after 1 o'clock
right
in the morning, I realize in my small little brain that little painted line on the street, it will not stop a car from hitting me.
This is good advice you're giving people right now.
Yes.
Do the highway at night if you can. Avoid these roads.
Because everybody's going pretty much in the same direction. And, you know, if they're going to side, at least you're going the same way.
That makes
sense.
Head
on at night, it's just like I'm trusting every single car coming at
you're
me.
Right.
I'm trusting that you're
point.
Not going to cross that line.
I know. And most of the time, it's fine. But once in a while, you do hear about these. Like what happened with that train that ran off the track?
Amtrak.
I thought trains were safe.
Yeah.
What's that even about?
I don't know what happened there. Apparently, that's a dangerous curve.
Six people died.
They call it, but everybody on the train was injured. I mean, every single car was derailed.
That's craziness to
me.
I'm afraid to get on a train
this
now.
This is in the Pennsylvania area.
I used to love trains.
Yeah, romantic? No. And I, and never sit in the front of a train.
Oh.
No.
Well, doesn't the conductor sit there? Why would I sit there? I can't drive a train.
Okay, not in the conductor's lap.
But, don't sit in the
first
front car. Why?
Because if there's going to be a head-on crash, which is...
Oh, you're going to get mushed easier.
Yeah.
Then if you're the back, you might just fishtail
correct
and go, whoop.
Correct, man.
Go
correct
flying like
correct
in the caboose.
Well, you might derail and the car may tip, but it's not going to be from a front end in impact.
How about the middle? Why don't we just sit in the middle? That sounds
middle's
safer.
Middle's fine.
Okay.
Middle's fine, I suppose.
Right. I have to do
but not in the front.
The physics of it. I have to look this up.
Not in the front.
No.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you would think the train has got to be really safe, you know, and then that bus, that Feng Chao Wow bus.
Feng Shui?
The Feng Shui bus where everything is
Feng Shui?
Feng Shui?
Where you put your furniture a certain way so that
the
spirits of Indians can bless you?
Life is difficult enough. I don't know if I'm facing the right way now. What are you talking about?
This is hippie bullshit.
Hippie bullshit. What a great name for a book.
Isn't it?
Hippie
that's going to be my book.
I'm writing a book, Tori.
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to write
everyone
a book.
Has a book in them.
Yeah. Well, only if you're literate.
Yeah, good point.
I know some people have written books, and it's like, ooh, why did you do something like that? Because you don't know how to express yourself.
No.
So you got to kind of know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get a ghostwriter, but it's hard to feed them.
Yeah.
Anyway, what the hell were we talking about?
Bus, feng shui.
Yeah, feng shui. The Chow Feng, Chow Mein bus used to be from Boston to New York and back. Did you ever take that?
No, I've never heard of it
until like
right now.
It's $3 a seat or something.
Really?
They shut them down because they were constantly having accidents.
Oh, then yeah, I'm not going on that. I don't know that.
And I'm not saying anything about Chinese drivers, but on a bus, seriously?
You mean Asian drivers in general?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a friend, Lonnie. She was a horrible driver.
Yeah.
And I'd tell her. She didn't like it, but she was the truth.
I don't know how something like that could be.
Why is that like that? Why is that stereotype so right, so accurate usually?
I don't know. A lot of stereotypes are fairly accurate, but you're not supposed to say that.
Yeah, why not?
Because you're not. Because it means that you're intimating that everybody is the same way.
Do I sound like a bigot at all, ever?
No, not really.
Ever?
Oh, sure. Everybody does, ever.
Oh, okay. I'm just
checking. Are you serious? Probably the biggest bigots are the ones that we're bigoting about.
Oh, what does that mean?
Because probably in, or let's say Chinese,
right?
Just for fun.
Ni hao.
Anyhow.
Dajin, xie
xie. Xie xie.
Hey, I got some hot mustard sauce, like a pint of it, for knowing some Chinese the other day. I just asked for some extra.
You call that a prize?
That
will kill you. When you
it wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. I don't even like this stuff.
Why do people like that? That's like takes the taste away.
It's like battery acid.
Yes.
You put a battery on your tongue, those 9-volt ones with you go, ooh, zap, you get zapped. To me, that's hot mustard.
Yeah. Okay, no, I haven't.
Really? Ever?
No, why would I?
Even as a kid?
To put batteries in my mouth?
No, just like a 9-volt battery has those two little holes.
No,
and if you touch them both to your tongue,
never occurred to me.
It'll zap you.
Who told you this? Why?
Know this, don't they?
Perhaps I was not a child.
Maybe that's a 70s thing.
I mean, maybe I knew it, but I wouldn't do it. Why would I?
Just to try it, really?
Really?
It's harmless, isn't it? Pretty much.
No. Yeah, but why
no,
even?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
Anyway.
But Chinese mustard, weird. Yeah. Okay.
So I bet Chinese people are walking around China. Probably
I hope.
Those stupid fucking white people. I mean, they do that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, okay, you're right.
Did you ever go to a comedy show where there's a black comedian?
No, but I know. I've seen them on YouTube or something.
I mean, they most of their act is also making fun of the stupid white people. So
right.
It's,
is it?
It's,
okay.
Yeah. So I think it's like the intent of how it's meant. If it's done in a humorous way, let's laugh at our foibles, then it's probably okay. But if you're sitting there with a gun in your hand, it's probably not.
So what about fat shaming? Where do we fall with that?
Saying things about fat people?
Yeah. And I don't mean people that are physically can't help it because they're ill. There's something wrong, like thyroid.
Right.
I'm talking about people that just shove Twinkies and things in their mouth all the time, and ice cream, and then they bloop around.
If you can discern between the two, like if they're going to wear
signs. Like Honey Boo Boo. There's like a television show about that nonsense.
I think that's sad.
Right.
If it's something that you can't do anything about,
right.
Then that's a chemical problem.
It's a condition, sure.
Correct. I know there are many people who are overweight who legitimately eat as well as they can and they just don't lose.
But some people have no discipline and they just want to eat.
If I'm in a restaurant and I'm seeing people shove fried chicken down their mouth and all kinds of cakes and pies, I have no sympathy for them whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if I went to a hospital and passed them in the room and they were dying because their heart was starting to give, I'd say, well, whose fault was that?
You'd do it that told you so? Really? On the deathbed?
Yeah.
That's really extreme.
Well, it makes me feel better.
Really?
Makes me feel superior.
Why are you in
superior.
A hospital? Why do you want to go to hospitals? There's germs there. You're going to get sick being in a hospital, maybe.
Oh, sometimes I would go to a hospital and just walk around and say, thank God I'm not here.
Ugh,
yeah.
Never. I would never go to a hospital
unless
I had to.
You're right. A hospital is a floating horrible place. It is floating germs.
You'll get like, what is that, flesh-eating disease?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yes.
No,
you're right.
I'm breathing in the plague.
It is a place where people go when
they're
sick.
You know what I do? I do shallow breathing in all hospitals.
Yeah,
and then when I go outside, I take a nice deep breath.
Yeah.
But I would never take a deep breath inside a hospital.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like trouble.
You know what I feel like doing sometimes at my age?
What?
Like ever since I was 23, 24,
yeah,
I would go to hospitals and I would say, I want to check out the hospital. Why are you feeling sick? No, just in case they ever do, I want to know what hospital to be brought to.
Oh, that's not bad. Cool. That's, you know, okay.
Because that's going to happen someday for some reason.
You
want
to see where to go, where you want to die.
Well, at the time of my greatest trauma,
I want to know where... You won't even be awake, maybe. You'll be in a coma. You won't even know what hospital you're at.
That's true. But, well, then maybe I don't want to bring my loved ones to this shithole, you know?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I know, hospitals are
crazy,
bad.
Man.
Hey, do you ever watch Shark Tank?
I love Shark Tank.
You do? I've never watched it, but I just started watching it the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That is like a potty thing. Did you see the potty thing? Like a thing you stand on and squat because it's better to squat. Did you talk about that?
Yes.
But you know what? And what do you do if you're a man? You have to keep moving out of the way to stand in front of the toilet. Why? That's not convenient, is it?
The potty, it's all it is a little stool with a cutout so that it'll shove.
So you can comfortably stand in front of it if you're a man?
No.
See, what is that about?
Well, yeah. It's a step with a cutout half hole in it.
Okay.
So that it will fit around the base of your toilet so you can shove it in.
Right.
That's when you can stand and pee because you can shove that stool in.
Oh, so you can. You can move it.
Yeah.
Because
there's a cutout for it.
I thought it was jutting out, so it would be
when
hard to...
When you want to take a crapo, you move the bench kind of thing out, and then you lift your legs and put them on the step.
Right.
So that's the only patent to that whole thing is the fact that there's a cutout in the step that can be shoved into the base of the toilet.
Hmm. Okay. I was just curious.
What a wonderful show that is.
I had never really watched it until the last couple of weeks.
It's good because it sparks people's imaginations toward products and stuff.
Right.
And it also teaches you how the simplest idea, you can make billions off of it.
Right.
Like here's a guy that just said, all right, I'm going to make a little plastic step to shove under your toilet and my patent will be the cutout.
Hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing.
A lot of good ideas. A lot of food things. People have food.
A lot of food things. Ideas. Yeah. That's a weird thing to invest in. And there's these five people who are investing in people's ideas. And
sometimes they're different people.
Sometimes not a lot. Not a lot. It's usually the same people. You haven't watched it long enough.
No.
And hey, I still maintain the beginning of Judge Judy. It's Shots of New York.
It's not the beginning. It's in between the commercials.
But they're trying to...
It's the commercials, not the very beginning.
Okay.
It's in between the commercials.
Yeah, in the beginning,
show
it's
it.
Like her just standing there looking stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't show enough of New York. Right. But you're right. During the commercials, I found out, is when they're doing these scenes. You talk about like the traffic and people walking. That's in between.
But that's Manhattan. So why
because
are they doing that?
She maintains dual residencies.
Oh.
Residences.
But it is California.
Yeah, it was filmed in California. I was there.
So that's what I don't understand. So it's in California. It's filmed in California. People are basically from they're flown from all over the country.
The litigants,
sure. What are they trying to make it look like it's New York? What's the point of that anymore?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand that whole thing.
Because California's kind of laid back and not
believes judicial.
People. Like New York has more, it's more clout.
Yeah, it does have clout.
You know?
That's where it's all happening.
Right. California's a joke. Yeah. It's all movies and industry and la-la land. That's why they call it that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not real.
I'm going to say a word to you that's going to piss you off like you wouldn't believe.
I doubt that.
Really? Try this.
Oh, boy.
So what do you think of Inflategate?
You mean Deflategate?
Inflategate.
What does that mean? No, I haven't heard of Inflategate.
Deflategate.
Yeah, okay,
I was making a play on words.
All right. Didn't he get suspended for some...
Wait a minute. Didn't that word like really bother you? I thought that was going to piss you off.
Oh, just Deflategate. Yeah,
that's
tired
not the reaction that I'm looking for.
Sorry. I thought it was going to be like a swear word.
I thought you were going to go nuts and start banging things.
Like, see you next Tuesday. I thought you were going to say something awful.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Or literally.
Yeah. Very good. I see what you did there, Ryan.
I know how to piss you off.
You know. You sure didn't this time, though.
Yeah, I was talking about that on yesterday's
show.
Hasn't
it been talked about enough? Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm totally up to
here
with it.
Oh, honey, it's just the beginning.
I know, but it's going. They're going back again.
They're going now they're repealing it, so this is going to go on for a while. And now this is going to create the most incredible thing that's going
to
go on and on.
Because there's nothing new to talk. There's nothing worthwhile to talk about. There's peace in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Everyone's fine and healthy, and the economy's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the football.
Yeah. Or it could be a diversion from those things
that were horrible,
too.
That's what it is.
It really doesn't matter because
right.
this is a sports area for some reason. I don't know why, but it is.
We are New England.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why it's so
hardcore.
I don't know why it's so sportsy.
We're great.
Yeah.
We rule.
But as I said on the casting of Pods, that when you look at the comments about this stuff from national papers, Patriots are the most hated sports team of any sport.
Because they're great. People don't like what's great, I guess. They're jealous.
Yeah. You want to knock down the other person so that your person can be the person at top.
And if they think there's any chance they're cheating, that's how they're winning, that's going to light the fire.
I mean, if you live in Los Angeles, then you're going to like the LA Rams. If you live in Chicago,
no one likes the LA Rams. Why would people like those bad teams, though?
I don't even know if there are LA Rams
Charlotte
anymore.
Charlotte Hornets and things. What does that even mean?
That's a basketball team.
Yeah, but still, it's like in the middle of somewhere, and it's a Hornet, and that's not like, you know, New York Giants, you know, the Red Sox. You need it's a good team, like, right?
That's a pretty stupid name for a sports team, the Red Sox.
I like that.
It's stupid.
Why is it bad?
I guess it's as stupid as Baltimore Birds.
Ravens?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's all stupid. Well, you usually name it after animals.
Orioles,
because animals have this animalistic quality to them that I want our sports teams to have.
Like Detroit Lions and Detroit Tigers.
Tigers.
They got the Tigers and the Lions.
They got
and
a whole fucking
the
circus
Bears?
Going
Chicago.
On. Chicago Bears. Oh, my. You're right. I mean, the Jaguars, whatever.
Jacksonville.
Yeah. And then you got the Boston, I'm wearing Red Sox.
You got the Bruins. It's a bear.
It's a bear, too.
That's good.
Patriots.
Well.
Yeah.
I didn't like the old Patriots guy. Remember him?
Yeah.
With the face when I was a kid. He scared me.
Yeah.
He was ugly. And then, so I liked the Dolphins because it was a dolphin. Yeah. And I also liked Miami when I was a kid. Wasn't that good? Because it's turquoise and orange,
you know,
and a dolphin.
Right.
This is awesome.
I don't get the Red Sox and the White Sox. I don't know. I don't know the deal. Even Yankees are people that live in the North. I mean, that's.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know, but that's the term.
And we're from, the people from England call us that too, aren't we? All of America were Yankees.
We were Yankees.
Yeah.
But I don't understand naming an entire sports team off of something.
But it's too late to change it. Like the Redskins.
Oh, you can't change that. That still hasn't changed, has it?
No, it's not going to. People need to just lighten up a little bit, I guess. I mean, all of a sudden people are offended. Again, distraction. What is the real problem here in America? It's not Deflategate. It's not the Redskins.
Mm.
But they make us focus on that. So divert our attention from what's really happening.
I don't think it has to do with the Indian part. I think it's that Redskin is a pretty derogatory.
It's a slur.
Yeah, it's a big slur.
But the point is it's been going on for years, this slur you speak of. Why suddenly now?
So what you're saying is if you're going to slur for a long time, then you're good, you're grandfathered in.
Well, I like that term, grandfathered in.
Right.
I just used that last night.
Isn't that fun?
For something. Yeah, I like that.
you're so old, it's okay.
Yeah.
If you want to walk around and pinch my butt,
your problems,
it's okay.
You've been doing that so long.
I can't wait to get really old so I can malign women and slap them.
Oh, then
and,
you're just an old man. You're a dirty old man.
And you're cute.
Yeah,
that's so cute. Oh, you touch my butt, that's so cute.
I know. Well, hopefully it will be. Sometimes some women get really offended, even if it is an old man.
Really?
Of course.
Because they don't know what they're doing.
I'll drop kick someone. Oh, they will lose some teeth. Just wait. I'm waiting. I've been waiting all these years, decades.
Yeah.
I never hit anybody.
Yeah.
It's going to come.
Would you ever hit a grandfather?
If he did something to me that I didn't like?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're
not be groping me.
It's not groping.
I'm not being groped.
That's,
I'm sorry.
That's being sexually cute.
Well, not to me.
Well, look, get old enough, you'll see differently.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
When I'm old and he's old, I don't know then. Why would anyone grope me then? I'm old.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Why would anybody grope you when they're old or when you're
old?
When
I'm old.
Oh, no, they wouldn't. No. Well, although in nursing homes, I hear these horrible stories.
Well, then I'm not going to a nursing home.
Yeah.
I'm staying right away from that.
Then you're wondering if they're, you know, are you getting a lot of drugs there? You know,
oh.
They just don't know.
So there's
know
a trade-off.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. When you get older, you know, you don't believe what people say because, well, you know, are you starting to lose it?
Mm.
So that's just the whole problem with that.
There is, so let's not get old. But you know what the alternative is. So you have to get old.
You're right.
People say, I don't like another birthday.
Yeah.
I'd say it beats the alternative, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So man up.
Yeah, man up. Oh, I hate that term.
Oh, you
That's
do?
A term that I hate.
Uh-oh.
Man up.
I've got bad news for you.
What, you use that all the time?
Yes.
Oh, Tori, this is...
I'm sorry. See, you learned something new about me today, Ron, didn't you?
Why? Why do you like man up
so
much?
How often have I said it to you, though? This is probably the first time.
I don't think you've ever said it to me. I don't think you were saying it to me. I think you were just referring it to the phrase.
Yeah. Well, I won't do it again then. I learn fast. I'm a quick learner, aren't I? A quick study?
A quick study.
I am.
All right. Here's a commercial from Boston Burger.
We've heard this before. You always do the Boston Burger commercial, but
well,
do it again.
Well, because this is the example of what you're talking about.
Okay.
They actually say what you just said.
Honey barbecue sauce, along with boneless wings, house-made chips, and Boston's best sweet potato fries.
Guys, it's time to man up, grow a pair, and eat what you want to eat.
The Boston Burger Company, David Square, Somerville, and Boylston Street, Boston.
I take. Oh, sure.
Now, is that still around, Boston Burger? I think we decided it was, right? Out in Boston?
I've never been to one.
I've got to go there and say, hey, I'm here to man up. Where's that barbecue sauce? Or whatever they said. I've got to grow a pair, too.
Yeah, you've got to grow a pair.
How can they do that? Really? That's a legit commercial.
Yeah, that's
grow
real.
A pair.
That is real.
Unbelievable.
That is
it's
real.
It's so tacky.
It's incredibly tacky. I'd love to go to the restaurant, wait for this stupid vapid woman to come up with me with the check, give me the check, and I would say, I'm not paying this. Excuse me, sir? Oh, grow a pair, man up, I'm not paying.
But you still have to pay. That's
yeah,
you
but
not,
I but
you
I
just want to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want to say
then
it.
Then you pay after.
I want to say it, yeah. Or I would look at her boobs and say, grow a pair, you flat-chested bitch.
You would never.
No, I would love to,
you would
though.
Never. That's so
all
mean.
The things I would love to say, but
say
I never
here.
Will.
You say them here on the radio.
That's
the
why
podcast.
I love doing this. It's the only reason.
I thought of something else.
What?
I went to a supermarket.
Really?
Trukies.
Trukies. Is that still considered a supermarket?
It's so old. It's so neat. I know, right? It's not modern. It's old.
It's old.
It's all old white people in it. It's so funny because it's like I'm in a time warp, okay?
Yes.
And I'm in there. And so I brought in a circular right to the manager. And yeah. I said, hey, these strawberries at Shaw's, they're, you know, this price. And yeah. your price is like way higher. And this is a sale.
Yeah.
I'm like, so can you price match this? He goes, oh, we don't do that. You can just go to Shaw's or something. He said that's the office doing that, writing these circulars. I said, really? Because that's really sneaky how you make this so much more. Are all your prices like this? Am I going to get ripped off other places in your store? And he didn't care. He's like, nope, can't do anything.
Wow.
I said, you know, I might mention this on my podcast, but they don't even care. And I just did it. And I don't even know if it matters, if anyone's even listening. But guess what?
It matters.
I don't like that.
It's going to matter now.
Exactly. Good.
Yeah.
For a dollar, you're going to make me go through this and expose you, Trukies, Abington?
They should man up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Food up.
But their store is kind of quaint.
Kind of quaint.
I was enjoying it.
Quaint's another word for dirty?
Well, it's old school.
It is old school.
It's not like a market basket or anything.
Oh,
it's
God,
just
no.
a little
it's
supermarket.
It's a little supermarket. In New York, in Manhattan, they don't even have places as big as Trukies, and they all look like that. They're all little condensed things.
Yeah, like Yasso. What is it? Big Y and I've seen those in upstate New York.
Yeah,
the general stores.
I mean, do you ever wonder, like people live in Manhattan, where do you get your food from?
Like
where do you shop?
The little corner market.
They're tiny little places.
They're in Boston too. Yeah,
they're no big. Yeah, like in Boston, like where do you get your food from in Boston? Where do you go food shopping?
Exactly.
Because there aren't any supermarkets.
They're little. Yeah.
When's the last time you saw a Walmart in the middle of Boston?
You
there
can't.
Aren't
There's
any.
There's no place for it.
Where do you
they
buy
don't want
things?
It.
Where do you buy things? What do you do? How do you get it home?
You have to have a lot of money because it's probably expensive. Cause it's a little shop.
Everything has to be delivered. It's just an awful, awful way of life.
So live in the suburbs. What's wrong with you?
That's what I'm doing.
Good. Thank you.
I manned up.
Me too. You did. You just used that word that you don't like. Like I said, no problem.
I know.
I don't like no problem with thank you.
Yeah.
I may have said that yesterday
to
maybe
someone.
Maybe
you did.
Maybe my mom.
Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't.
Well, it came out and it seemed normal. And maybe I was wrong to blast people, put them on blast for doing that. But...
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's a small world.
I'm changing. I think I'm changing.
Really?
For the better, right?
I think you're blossoming into a... you're
a
growing,
fine young girl.
You're growing a pair is what you're doing. I think that's...
I've always had a pair because I'm very masculine.
All right. Anyway.
I like guy stuff.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Like motorcycles and guy stuff.
Well, maybe you enjoy a lot of things.
Maybe you enjoy a lot of things.
I mean, I don't like girl stuff. I like
Lifetime movies. I will never forget that. So
I do. I do.
That's kind of girly. That's a little girly.
Why? They're movies.
Well, what else do you like that's girly? Therapy is still in session.
It's still in session because that's all I like. Everything okay. else I repulses me, like the makeup and.
Oh yeah, that was a horrible story.
It was horrible. You have no idea.
I do now.
Break up.
My mother never did that, so I'm not experienced with my mom wearing tons of awful makeup.
Yeah. No, I appreciate movies. I went to school for film and television at New York University. We watched every kind of movie.
Right, you have to.
Yeah.
Like Rashomon and Birth of a Nation.
I do not sit down and read romance novels. I'm not into that.
That's dumb.
Somebody does.
Well, then people, if you're doing that, stop doing that right now. That's a huge waste of time.
Somebody does that.
Wow. Go read a science book or something. I can't believe this.
Really? Grow a pair.
Romance novels? I can't even listen to this.
I know.
I take off brownie points immediately.
No, I will. I am man enough to admit that I watch Lifetime movies. Yeah.
Okay.
Here and there. I mean, right, it's not like it's like I can't wait to get home and watch the Lifetime movies. Like, I don't care what they are.
A marathon of them. Yeah.
As long as there's a woman in peril and she can win, I can't wait. I know. You know. Yeah.
You like your Shark Tank too. You like lots of things.
Yes, I'm a.
You're diverse.
Diverse.
I'm with your television choices.
I'm eclectic.
You are.
It sounds like a bad disease. Don't go near him. He's eclectic.
Eclectic and eccentric and all the X.
All the ticks.
X and E's.
Yeah. Right. He's got ticks too. Thank you, Tori.
You're welcome. No problem.
Hey, join us on, go to that ECAT thing, ECAT dot.
Eastern Community Access Television.
ECAT.
Correct.
.org.
Yeah.
And we do television there and.
It's on Thursdays. And every day. Well,
every day.
You can catch it. You can catch it on Thursday. It might be a brand new show Thursday. Find out. Well, I mean, there will be.
I think there will be.
But if they post it, they have to physically do it.
I mean, I'm showing up.
But they're doing it.
Yeah. Careful.